yo aquí en medio, aparte por la parrilla. Porque un día estaba en mi casa y me preocupaba el plástico. Veía que mi montón de basura de plástico, por muy consciente que fuese, me crecía de una manera que no podía ser. Y me llega una invitación de Calafou. ¿Conocéis Calafou? Espero. ¿No? ¿Cómo era? A ver, Carlos, ayúdame.
Colonia, ¿qué es Calafou? Colonia ecoindustrial postcapitalista.
No, lo podía decir en otro día.
En Colonia ecoindustrial postcapitalista.
Bueno, pues en positivo.
Calafou es un proyecto de tratar de juntar a la gente en un espacio que es una antigua colonia industrial. ¿Vale? Y bueno, es un experimento. Calafou es el orgullo de ser cobaye.
No, el orgullo de ser valiente. No estoy de acuerdo.
Vaya, sabes, un grado de estupidez.
Bueno, el orgullo de ser estúpido igual también. Pero
es eso. El resumen de estúpido es eso.
Bueno, pero en Calafou ese día me enviaron un email, unas jornadas, que era Ciencia Nuestra. Ciencia Nuestra, o sea que no sean las multinacionales que deciden dónde investigamos. Y había uno de análisis de ríos, otro de molinos de vientos que no se hizo porque el tío el día antes me dijo que no, y uno de plásticos, que era hacer una trituradora y extrusionadora de plástico, y ya está, me meto en este proyecto y ya no tengo mala conciencia porque estoy intentando cambiar la realidad. Y entonces ahora vamos a ver, hay un programa de software libre. En esas jornadas hicimos un colectivo más o menos que funciona porque somos de todos los lados, no nos reunimos ni una vez al mes. Y el Precious Plastic, y lo que también me enamora, aparte del plástico, es porque es hardware libre. Entonces, sí, nosotros somos motivadas del plástico, pero ellos son un proyecto que puede ser mejor en mostrar el mapa de abajo, de que en el mundo se está replicando esto, porque antes lo he visto con Enrique y yo había visto 200, pero ahora está creciendo muchísimo. Para que os hagáis una idea de gente replicando el hardware libre este, que es, para mí es como ilusionante. Y vemos los vídeos porque es más fácil. Yo no hemos acabado las máquinas. Ahora voy mientras los vídeos a por un papel para si alguien está interesado en empezar el proyecto. Y es, nosotros estamos aprendiendo, es difícil porque hay soldar, cortar, electricidad, motor, entonces es mucho inteligencia colectiva. No hay nadie motivadas del plástico que se diga, se hace así, entre todos estamos haciéndolo y os invito que esto salga, que necesitamos solucionar el problema del plástico.
Y, ¿pongo esto?
Sí, no, el primero. Sí, el primero es.
Welcome to a new Precious Plastic instruction video.
Es el de la trituradora.
Alright, so today we're going to build a plastic shredder. And basically, this machine chops your plastic waste into small plastic flakes. And these flakes will be used in machines to create new plastic products. The size of this machine is based on a plastic bottle, so we wanted to make sure it can shred a plastic bottle and everything smaller than a plastic bottle you can throw it in. If it's bigger, you need to pre-cut it, or you need to build a bigger shredder. In this video, we will guide you step by step how to make the shredder. You can download all the technical information and the blueprints. And if you have a question or something is unclear, feel free to post the topic in our forums. Alright, let's get started. This is the machine we're going to build. And basically, it consists out of four different parts. We have a shredding part, the power supply, the framework, and the hopper. And we're going to start off making the shredder. And this is by far the most complex part of this machine. But if you follow our blueprints and make your video, you should be okay. Here we have the core elements of the shredder machine, and you can download a package with all the drawings from our website, and you can just send them to a laser cutter, plasma cutter, or water cutter, and then we'll cut out all the parts, like the blades, the spacers, the side blades, and then we're going to assemble it all together. Make sure that all the rough edges are completely smooth, because we're going to tighten everything pretty packed together. Shredder, and we're going to put on the blades. So here we have blade one, as you can see with the markation, and we're going to add a spacer, then we're going to add blade number two, as you can see right here with two little dots. Then we're going to add another spacer, and then comes blade three, and blade three. In this way we have a nice cutting flow for the shredder, but feel free to play around and use different configurations. So everything is connected, make sure everything works, and then we're going to tighten it up and weld these metal plates together, and then it should be rock solid. Here we have the mesh that goes under the shredder. Size of this mesh determines the output you want, so if you have different mesh you will have bigger or smaller plates. We're going to weld the mesh onto these two holders, and then we can put this one under the shredder. We painted these bars on the shredder and we tightened everything. Make sure to take your time to do this, because you want to make it go completely smooth, that you can hear this. Nothing casting out. So we just finished the shredder part, and now we're going to focus on the power supply. And it's pretty straightforward, but there are some key things to watch out for. So here we have our beautiful engine. It doesn't really matter how it looks or how big it is or the size, we only need to make sure it's slow and powerful. The exact specifications you can download. And right now we need to attach the motor to the shredder so it will turn around, and maybe we'll give it a paint job. And we find a better place to get our second hand cable. We're currently at the junkyard, and usually we're going to connect all the electronics in a metal box. If you want to know how we do this, go watch our other videos. However, today we found this little guy, and inspired by the guys I met in Africa, we want to connect all the electronics inside this one. All the electronics are inside this jerry can, and we installed a switch here so we can make the motor go in both directions. Now we're going to hook it up to the framework and shred some plastic. And now we're going to focus on the framework. It's rock solid. Since our motor is slightly bigger than our cutting, we had to fill this bit. Probably have a different. We're almost ready, and we finished up the shredder, the power supply, and the framework. But last but not least, we need to make the hopper. And you can make a turn both ways, so if plastic gets stuck or something like that, you can turn it the other way around. And the plastic waste goes into the hopper, and then it will be shredded. So let's shred some plastic. That's why you can also add a mesh underneath. And the size of the mesh determines the output. Putting this one in here. Probably what the plastic to be, the more energy and the longer it takes. You can play around with this, like sorting out different colors or going really small or get bigger plates. You can adapt it to whatever you need to make with it. Thank you for watching the video. I hope everything was clear.
¿Qué os ha parecido? Bueno, ahora pongo, pero que haga rápido así que no se paren de.
Welcome to a new precious plastic instruction video.
Es la extrusionadora que es la otra que hacemos, pero que vaya rápido y vienen las charlas.
So today we're going to build the plastic extrusion machine. Basically, this machine poops a line of plastic. This is a little bit like those old toys we had when we were a kid, where you had some clay and you could squeeze it into little shapes and forms. Only this time we're going to do it with plastic. And you can use this technique to make raw material like 3D printed filament or acrylate, or you can find another creative way to use it. In this video, we will guide you step by step how to make the machine. You can download all the technical information and the blueprints. And if you have any questions or something is unclear, feel free to post the topic in our forums. Let's get started. Alright, so this is the machine we're going to build. It consists out of 6 different components. We have the hopper, the barrel, the nozzle, the barrel holder, the framework, and the electronics. I'm going to start off making the hopper. This is where the shredded plastic goes into the machine. We finished up the hopper, and now we're going to make the barrel. This is a crucial part of the machine. This is where the plastic gets heated and compressed. The measurements of this is like this, and inside the barrel there will be an extrusion screw. But before we're going to edit, a brief lesson on extrusion screws. So here we have an industrial extrusion screw. It's a big one and it's expensive. What these things do is that they transport plastic from this side to here. However, this one is conical, which means the gaps here are bigger than here. So while it's being transported, it's also being compressed. So you can build up pressure. But like I said, these things are expensive. We find a more affordable way to do this, which still works properly, by using bootlegs. And this goes inside the barrel. Make sure the pipe you use for the barrel is completely screwed from the inside, so the screw fits in perfectly. And as you can see, when we turn the screw, it will transport material forward. We attach them to the hopper, and then you can put this one on. We finished the hopper and the barrel, and now we're going to make the nozzle. Barrel. You can just screw it on here and make sure it's really tight. And this screw is used to adjust the flow of plastic that comes out. And this one right here determines the shape of the plastic. So for instance, for this one, we made a small little round hole. But you can also make a cross or a flat hole with a lot of holes. And we like to use this nozzle because becoming just the flow of plastic that comes out. However, since it builds on the universal plumbing system, you can easily change this novel for another one. And we recommend to play around with these things, because there are many options possible. Pick something that fits your needs. The barrel and the nozzle, and now we're going to build the barrel holder. Cubes and angles. Ready for the next step. Alright, so we finished the hopper, barrel, nozzle, and the barrel holder. And now we're going to build the framework. We finished the hopper, barrel, nozzle, barrel hole. We're going to make this metal. And they come in different shapes and sizes, but attach this kit, they will connect a solid state roulette to this with this heating element. So temperature is measured, controlled, and then sourced to this little fan heater. We're also going to connect a switch and a little light. Then we're going to wire it up with some cable, connect everything, and attach to the machine. If you follow these commands, elements for the extrusion machine, and these three are connected to this controller and this one to the top one. That's because the nozzle wants to be slightly higher temperature, and this is the thing that measures the temperature, so it can be in the heater. Alright, so after we finished up the heating elements, we're going to look for the motor. We will have to connect it around the extrusion. We're just going to turn it and use extrusion pad. And this make it again. That's a smooth line of plastic. So it always takes a while before you have the right extrusion settings, but once it's going, you get this nice line of fluid plastic to create new things. It might take you a while before you find the right settings between your temperature. This lampshade requires a higher temperature than this 3D printer filament to make. But you have to get started, you have some reference material in the blueprints. So you should download that and tweak a little bit yourself, and you should be. Thank you for watching the video. I hope everything was clear.
Y luego, además de esta boquilla de este hilo tan fino, puedes poner cosas más gordas que se pueden taladrar y son parecido a la madera, de robustez y de fuerza, un poco más flexible. También se pueden hacer en la boca moldes y puedes hacer, en el principio pensé tejas, pero como los microplásticos, pues igual no, porque la lluvia se lo llevan mal otra vez, pero yo creo que hemos de conservar, hemos producido demasiado plástico, más que la naturaleza, para que nosotros podamos vivir en el planeta, pueda funcionar, y algunos animales, hemos de guardarla más en casa. Pues ahora hay que hacer cosas así, para hacerte cosas que metas, o sea, porque hay demasiado plástico en el planeta.
No se te escucha, ¿no? ¿Puedes hablar más fuerte?
Pues habrá.
Claro,
tampoco digo cosas muy importantes. He dicho que es que hay demasiado planeta, hay demasiado plástico en el planeta y hemos de hacer cosas. Y sobre todo esto es ciencia pensada desde el activismo y no lo que mandan las multinacionales. Ya está, ¿no? Y ahora las charlas.